I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Up is down, down is up. Dogs living with cats. The Ticket's newest midday show is now that little sweet spot between 1 and 3 Monday with Sean Bass and David Bino on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Tick.
All right, we got a very special guest coming up here in just a second as arena chaos continues in DFW.
You think it's done? No.
No, it's not done, unfortunately.
It's not done.
But this morning, our friends the Musers had the emergency break of the week.
Their last before their vacation.
Yeah, right. And I told you guys, I don't remember what I think me and Dave split an e-break, and that gave me 99.
We split it three ways. We each got a full point.
Okay.
And yeah, you got to 99. And I thought for sure you had locked up 100.
We had the coronation ceremony all loaded up.
The parade was set.
Yeah.
We had your crown.
I know.
Being polished.
I thought there was no way that the Why Today Doesn't Suck e-break, where you were talking about going to the movies with your grandma, I thought that was unbeatable.
Well, the thing is, A, we had forgotten about what had happened on Friday.
Yeah, because the e-break window is Friday to Thursday.
Yeah.
And we also forgot how dynasties have trouble winning individual awards because they split votes. Like, sometimes if you're a really good team, Ohtani should get more MVPs, but Mookie Betts is taking votes. Freddie Freeman's taking votes. Sick baseball references,
so
guys. And, you know, it's Crosby and Malkin splitting the MVP. Just very difficult.
Yeah.
And that's, unfortunately, where we find ourselves in the spring, summer of 2026.
Yeah, the hard line is just on too much of an e-break heater.
Like, this is like the 80s Edmonton Oilers in just how many cups will they win? How many e-breaks will they win in this short span of time? And will the hiatus of the Musers cool us off, or can we carry it over?
I know. I'm a little...
Is this their hydration break to cool us off?
to stop our momentum?
Yes.
So we had forgotten about what had happened last Friday, and remember what I told you guys, even I think before what happened last Friday, is that it is going to be...
Also at a sidecar social.
...such an uphill battle for me to get to 100. Like, no matter what, this is not... I can't win the Grand Slam easily.
This is your Rory decade?
It's going to take time, and even though we thought that this moment right here was absolutely a shoe-in, it wasn't.
Sometimes your best is not good enough.
I know.
In the year 1978, the film Grease opens.
Boy.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
79? Are you sure it wasn't 77 or 8?
Oh, sorry, 78. I said
thank
9.
You.
It's 78.
I just correct.
Keeping
I know.
You on your toes, bro.
Thank you.
You know when Grease came out.
Yeah, I do. I remember it because I was with my grandma, and I was all horned up in the theater. Not
what?
With
that was grandma. You stack your sentence correctly.
Way to go.
So grandma was wearing this real low-cut top.
So,
oh, granny.
So no teeth.
You're so hot.
Because of Olivia Newton-John, not grandma.
Grandma, you've never looked like this, Grandma.
Granny, you don't know what you're doing.
Grandma was not wearing black
like leather
and stuff
grandma?
Like that.
Holy crap, Grandma.
Have some popcorn.
Did she do the popcorn trick to you?
Never seen you in mascara, Grandma.
Dig down to the bottom, Corby.
Wait. It's in her lap?
Yeah.
No, you're reaching the wrong direction.
It's so funny because I love your grandma voice and the fact that, seriously, my grandma was like in her 40s at the time. She had my dad when she was like 16 or something. But, yeah.
I'll have to hear more about that.
Probably not. Yeah, I mean, come on. That was...
I think the phrase that pays would be the T-shirt that says, I was with my grandma all horned up or something like that.
Yeah.
Like
or holy crap, grandma from Sean. Holy crap, grandma. Or I've never seen grandma with mascara on. Why would she wear it to the Grease movie?
Because I was with my grandma and I was all horned up in the theater. Not
what?
With
what? What? Oh, man. Okay.
Monty's like, you stack your sentence weird.
We have all won for so much worse. I mean, like, miles worse than that.
Like, in quality, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, that is a pure banger.
Yeah. Yeah, that should have been an all-timer.
It got my vote.
It belongs in the non-E-Break Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Champions.
But the one that we forgot.
Yes.
Is an even bigger all-timer.
It is. Yeah. Probably just more about us than it is the United States of America. Is sure, that's kind of important and all that, but it's the warm-up act that's really important, right?
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, we're totes more important. So thank you guys so much for coming. We look forward to a glorious day.
And more come.
And night.
What?
Out here at... what?
What did Bob say?
Just let him... Let him breathe.
I want more to come.
That's not what you said.
No, I said.
He didn't see more come. I'm shocked by it.
I know he's looking at your search history again.
I don't know why. Oh. Don't know why I just yelled that out.
No. Somebody please pull that.
He's in his throne demanding it.
Everyone.
It's like
on three.
It's like the name on your jersey.
Yeah, yes. On the back of your XFL jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What? So
turned into Tonto.
My wife heard that. She goes, I was listening this morning during the rainstorm on my phone, had the speaker on, like laying there, and she walks in the room and she goes, what did he say? And I'm like, she goes, wait, what was he trying to say? Like, what? What was the phrase that you were trying to say? We want more people to come.
More should come. You know.
Yeah, we have room. We need more P1s to come to this event.
Why did you say it like Tonto?
And more come. Well, this is a reaction to people claiming I'm too verbose, and I was trying to be more efficient.
Yeah.
Like Tonto would.
Yeah.
He's just learning
more
English.
To come.
And maybe that was too compact.
Well,
in our times, you could use more words.
I will.
What did Brian Baumgartner say in that office phrase? Like, why use many words when
few words do trick?
Few words do trick.
I gladly hand you the title. I have no.
See, I voted for you though.
I have no regrets. I trained hard all year.
What number is this for you, Bob?
I think they said 53, maybe, or something like
but
that.
But, I mean...
Like, it's been an unbelievable run.
Like, 8, maybe?
This year?
Seriously. He has been on a heater.
Yeah.
You're peaking.
I'm
having my Texas Tech year. Cody Campbell's helping us bankroll a real winner.
And more come. Maybe... As far as e-breaks come for Bob, more come.
He's so happy.
I want
he's
more
not even like
to
a,
come.
Like a mean dictator up on the throne telling people that. He's like,
well, who could be
hey,
angry
guys,
about that?
I know. Guys, listen.
I got this great idea.